God put on my heart tonight is I want us to just experience God together. And, he's given me kind of, I think, a particular way to do this. And I want to share a little bit with you from Psalm 46. And then we're going to do kind of a, I don't know, like a guided imagery kind of thing. But I'm going to explain it a little bit more. As we get there. And I was, while in the middle of worship, God, sometimes when he just kind of overtakes you, your spirit just starts praying things, you know, and sometimes you're not even sure exactly why you're praying them except that it's God. And I was suddenly praying that that there would be, in my mind, I was thinking, and it was that we're going to have thousands of miracles tonight. And I stopped myself at first, and I'm like, there aren't thousands of people here. And that was my mind kicking in, like, wait. And he was saying, no, there are layers and layers and layers of things. I'm just talking about you people right here. Thousands of miracles for you right here. And God was saying, there are layers and layers. There are so many different wounds and things and sicknesses and illnesses and injuries and all the rest. And I believe that tonight Jesus himself is going to minister to you, and we're going to see all kinds of things happening tonight. So, So Lord, we totally give you permission to keep going, keep taking us in deeper. And God, you're the one that's in the business of healing and of transforming us. And so we give you permission to do that tonight. In Jesus' name. So I'm really just going to read a couple verses tonight. And then we'll go on to what I was just talking about. Psalm 46. This is from the New Jerusalem Bible. It says, God is both refuge and strength for us. Another way of saying that is he's your hiding place and he's your bomb shelter. I don't know anybody in this room who doesn't go through stuff. And sometimes when people come to this place, especially when they're new, they're going, well, this isn't real. You know, how can these people be this happy? And they're thinking, you know, that it's all, you know, I don't know, that it's fake or something. But what's so amazing to me is, I know it's real because I've known you, many of you, for years now. And what's so amazing to me is to know some of the things you go through during the week, and yet here you are back worshiping with all you got and letting him touch you and fill you with his joy all over again. And I want to tell you, you're doing more than just standing. You are advancing. Really. That was another reason why I was crying tonight. He was telling me all kinds of things about you all. And that was one of them. You guys are not just standing. You are totally advancing. A couple weeks ago when Suzanne was preaching and we had all these people up here, it was kind of an army theme that night. And what was the award we were going to... But we were going to tell them it was the... We were gonna honor them for courage under fire. Because I could weep over every single one of them was standing up there, because they all had a story of something, you know, big and seemingly insurmountable in front of them, and here they are, and they weren't just standing, they were advancing. And so I just want to say to all of you what I'm gonna read here, it's for every single one of us. We all got stuff, but there is a way to continually walk in this victory. And not just barely make it, you know, but actually have the joy and all the stuff that God promised along the way. So it says, God is both refuge and strength for us, a help always ready in trouble. And so we shall not be afraid, though the earth be in turmoil, though the mountains tumble into the depths of the sea, and its waters roar and seethe, and the mountains totter as it heaves, and the economy goes up and down, and everything else you read in the papers every single morning. No matter what, no matter what's shaking around you, God is always ready and there for you. in any kind of trouble. And so we aren't afraid. And I just want to say this too, that sometimes I think the enemy gets way too much press. And what I want to tell you is that the only thing he can do is try to intimidate you. That's about it. As long as you are in Christ, meaning you've said yes to Jesus, guess what? You're one with him. He resides in you. And so when things start to happen, and I know they do, you know, I get calls sometimes, but I just want to remind you, the Lord is totally on your side. And let me tell you, that means everything. That means everything's on your side. So when the enemy tries to intimidate you, you get to remind him of your status with God, that you're his beloved, that you're the one he loves to protect, and all kinds of other truths. And right here it says, okay, God's with us. He's our strength in trouble. We won't be afraid no matter what happens. And then in there is Selah, which is a pause. Like, okay, let me think about that one a minute. Okay. And the very next line, this is kind of God's answer. There is a river whose streams bring joy to God's city. It sanctifies the dwelling of the Most High. Now that some of your scriptures say that the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Well, guess where the tabernacle is? It's you and me, baby. The Lord resides in us. We are that tabernacle. Now, I understand sometimes you might hear this phrase about replacement theology. Okay, the scriptures in here absolutely are talking about God's heart for Jerusalem, absolutely. And the things he's going to restore, yes. And it's for us, the descendants of Abraham, to say, you know what, we are that tabernacle. And that river is real. It's flowing right now, right here. I don't know about you, there are different times when, you know, when speakers will give an image or sometimes we'll talk about, you know, some way that God manifests himself. And whenever we talk about the river, I feel it. I literally feel it going right through me. A little bit earlier, I had an image. And now this is, you're going to have to run with me on this a little bit because it's almost like a negative image that I want to flip around. But it's the first, not Temple of Doom, but the first movie, Indiana Jones. You know, where they open the ark and all of a sudden that light goes through right and goes right through these guys, you know, and you remember that image. Of course, it kills them. So that's not what I'm trying to say. But there's something about that image of that river that's literally just going right through you instead of killing you, though. It's just energizing you and giving you joy. And, you know, that's what we get filled up with every time we gather in God's presence. It's astounding. There is a river whose streams bring joy to God's city, sanctifies the dwelling of the Most High. God is in her midst. At the hour of God's favor, he comes to its rescue. There's a whole lot more, and this is the scripture that ends, "Be still and know that I am God." You got everything flying around you. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not trying to make light of it, but we all have a choice. And he says, you know, are you going to look at the stuff and get scared by it? Or are you going to slow down and look at me? And there's just something that happens when we look at him and that river just starts flowing through us. Be still and know that I'm God. Other translations, cease striving. Give in. That's one of them. That's the Moffat translation. Give in already. Just give in and know that I'm God. Pause for a while and know that I'm God. And here's the Message version. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. That's a pretty appropriate word for today. So that's enough. That's really enough. We're going to experience it. Because I could talk, but you guys get it. Actually, we all need to get it more, you know. So this is what we're going to do. By the way, this river that I'm going to kind of lead you into. You could read it for yourself. It's not only in Psalm 46, it's in Ezekiel 47, it's in Revelation 22. It's real. And so let me just set this up first, though, because just in just a minute, I'm actually going to ask you to kind of get comfortable. Close your eyes if you want to. You can keep them open if you want. Doesn't matter to me. But whatever, wherever you can kind of let yourself go somewhere. Now, I want to say, I understand that not everybody in this room is visual. Like most of you, if you were to close your eyes and I would say, you know, imagine a pink elephant, you could do that. Some people in this room can't, and that's okay. It's you're not, you know, odd or anything. God wires us all differently, and we all perceive things differently, you know, as he wires us to do so. So I'm just telling you ahead of time, as I'm just giving you some visual, first of all, I want to tell you that this is real. I'm not saying this isn't romper room in a game of let's pretend, you know. Romper room, that goes back a few years, huh? I see Johnny and Susie. Wow. Yeah. Okay, how about Barney? Okay, so this isn't Barney. A little more present day. This is real. However, you may not just see things. As I said, I often feel things, sometimes more than seeing. You know, somebody asked me a while back, gosh, when you talk about gazing at Jesus, I really want to see him, but I don't see him. And I said, you know what? I don't usually either. Now, some people in this room, you see things all the time. But actually, a lot of times, it's a feeling. It's a, you know, can feel his kisses on my heart. I can feel the hugs. And then some of you, just so you know, again, what I'm going to lead us through is all scriptural, which is really good to know, you know, that I'm not just making this up. And so some of you who are still kind of thinking through things, that's okay. Holy Spirit can actually work through that too. You know, if you're just listening to truth, you're still going to come away with something here tonight. So I wanted to tell you all that ahead of time. And here's another, not a disclaimer, but just something to be aware of. That God's doing a whole lot of things in the room at the same time. And so the best you can, stay where you are with whatever God's doing with you. You may have people around you who are laughing, maybe crying, maybe, you know, something else. You know, I would say either ignore it or else incorporate it into your you know, into the place the Lord has you. You know, just meaning there are lots of other people around that he's touching, and that's cool. But try not to let it take away from your time with God, because really what's happening to somebody else isn't super relevant, other than that he is touching people around you. What's relevant is what he's doing in you. What else did I want to say? Just a couple more things, because I really want you to be able to, you know, to enter in without having some of these other distractions. I know. As there's certain things, again, you know, If I just did this, if I just sat here and said, all right, Jesus is going to take you into this river, and if that's all I said, and said nothing for the next half hour, many of you would have some amazing encounters. Some of you would be completely bored and go, what is the point of this? And so, especially if you're not used to this kind of thing. And so, that's why I'm going to go ahead and kind of guide it a little bit, although leaving plenty of room for Jesus to do whatever he wants with you. But if I'm going on with something and Jesus is doing something back here, by all means, just tune me out. You keep doing whatever Jesus is doing with you. That's really cool. You don't have to move on down the path if you're not ready to move on, okay? And the last thing I would say is that sometimes people, and I can't really even remember the last time I did something like this. I remember Shandy a while back did something similar in one of our kingdom training classes. Because sometimes people will think, well, like I said before, this is just, you're just playing a bunch of make-believe and trying to make yourself feel good. The Lord, I would call this our sanctified imagination. Sometimes the reason why, sometimes some of you in here have really wanted to hear the Lord, you've wanted to feel or see the Lord, but sometimes when you, let's say you're spending time with God and all of a sudden you're daydreaming a little bit and then you're going, all of a sudden you stop yourself because you're like, well, I'm just making that up. Well, what if you're not just making that up? What if that's the Lord taking you somewhere And what if you just allow yourself to keep going to that place? And this is what happens. People, Shandy did an excellent teaching on this a while back. But people who actually kind of let themselves go there and don't talk themselves out of, oh, well, this is just me. What they find is that the more often they go there, the Lord starts taking them deeper and deeper. And so it may start at a level that's, not super intense, but it may get more and more, just better and better. So those are just a few things I wanted to say. Mainly, we just need to pray and ask the Lord to take us here. So go ahead and get comfy, if you will. I don't know how long this will last, but not super long. Like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, I'm guessing. So get comfortable. If you want to lay down on the floor, go lay down on the floor somewhere. If you want to do that, if you want to, close your eyes, open them, whatever you want to do. Ooh, wow. So God, right from the beginning, I want to pray that you will take us into an amazing place with you. God, that this scripture that we just read, that there's this river flowing. It's a river from the throne. It's a river from your heart, God. That this river, we will experience it, and it will change us, and it will heal us. God, thank you for those thousands of miracles that are going to take place in the many layers of our souls and spirits and bodies in this room, in Jesus' name. Thank you. So here we go. I want you to see a river, to picture a river. And that river is God's love and joy and grace, but it's tangible. It's real. It's not imaginary, but it's not water either. So what does it look like? What color is it? Does it have a smell? Can you feel the current? Wow. Now, some of you may already be in the water. That's great. But if you're not, Jesus is in the water. He's inviting you in. And for some of you, you're going to be able to jump right in. Some of you are not so sure. And Jesus is more than happy to come get you and lead you in. And once again, as you go in this water, it's not liquid water. And so you can breathe under the water. That's no problem. There's no, you don't have to be afraid. Current's not going to sweep you in a way that's going to make you afraid. That's not going to happen. So I want you just to let Jesus take you in if you're not already in. Let him start to show you around and to teach you how to enjoy the river of God. And there's one more thing. Some of you came into that river holding on to a bunch of stuff. Fears. Oh. And doubts. And stresses and hurts and bitterness and a lot of things. And Jesus says to you, I encourage you, I invite you to open up your hands and let the water take it away, melt it away, because it has no place in this river of joy and love. There's no place. And as the river takes it away, it's untraceable. You can't find it anymore. That stuff is gone. It's gone. And some of you have been really hurting. And Jesus says, this is a river of joy. And I want you to have my joy. And he's giving you his joy, the kind that's deep inside of you, that the things of this world can't touch. It's his joy, and he's giving it to you. It's flowing right through you in this river, his joy. And some of you have felt rejected and alone and unloved. And Jesus says to you, this river is filled with my love. And it is pouring through you all the time. And so he's going to, just even now, he's going to let you experience that in a new way, his love pouring right through you. Through every cell of your body. Pure liquid love. And some of you have been hounded by the enemy and you've beaten yourself up over past mistakes. And Jesus says, this is a river of grace. It's a river of grace. Everything washed from you, nothing held against you. He says, that grace, my grace is flowing through you. And some of you have been going a mile a minute without rest. And Jesus says, this is a river of my peace. My peace flowing through you. Taking care of all the details for you so that you can be still and know that I'm God. Now this river is taking you somewhere. God does have a destiny for each one of you. And the river is flowing straight towards the Father's heart. That's where your destiny is taking you. Now, what is it? As you're going on this journey, you know, look around, ask questions, ask Jesus questions if you want to. Sometimes he'll have you stop and play. It's not all about go, go, go. He just wants to play sometimes. Other times he's going to rest on the top with you for a while just to take a breather. Other times you'll be swimming around looking for treasure. Whatever he wants. as you're traveling along this river. Jesus spots some trees on the side. He says, hey, come here, I want to show you something. So you get out to look at these trees. And Jesus says, these trees are for the healing of the nations. They're going to heal you and heal the nations. Now what, he might show you different things. What's he showing you? For some of you, you may be taking the leaves and rubbing them on a certain part of your body that needs healing. Or maybe you have something internally and he's showing you how to squeeze juice out of him and drink it in. His healing virtue through the trees, the leaves of these trees. Your strength is increasing. Your immune system is getting stronger. Any damage to your bones or arteries or veins or any other organs that's reversing, your liver, your pancreas, your heart, it's getting stronger, not weaker. He's telling me right now, Jesus is telling me right now, he's doing things in your body right now. He's touching you right now. He's healing you right now. Some of you had injuries from decades ago that you thought you would have to live with the rest of your life. Jesus is touching those right now. And the legions of angels that are at his command are doing everything he's asking to heal you. Some of you can see it, some of you can feel it, but even if you can't, he is still touching you. He is healing your body. Now he says, what I've done for you, you're going to go do for others. You're going to touch the nations and heal the nations with my healing virtue inside of you. I give you my permission. But he says, let's go back in that river because my Father is going to take you to the places you need to go. And you need lots of doses of my joy and love and peace to get there. You need to come into this river often as you possibly can. And some of you right now, the Lord is showing me that some of you right now, this river is even taking you, that you're going to get some clues. Right now, he's going to show you a little bit, some of you, to get clues of where he's taking you. Some of you will see things. nations, certain people groups, certain places that you frequent, your workplace, school, wherever. He's going to show you certain things and say, this is where I'm taking you. This is where you're going to make a difference. And then he says, I want you to look up ahead. I want you to see with me, look ahead and see how this river flows right into my Father's heart. I want you to see it. Take a good long look, because that's where you're going. That's where you're heading. And you can't forget that on this journey. And I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I have called you my own, and you are mine. And in a very short while, you will see me just as clearly as I see you. And every care, every fear, every worry will be forever erased. You won't even be able to remember it. And in the meantime, stay in my river of grace and mercy and love and forgiveness and peace and joy, because it's real and it is flowing through you. I'm going to get you home, he says. I know how to get you home. There's one other place I want to go. Again, I know for some of you, you want to stay where you are, then by all means, stay where you are. In Revelation 3, it talks about the one who holds the key of David, Jesus, who opens doors before you that no one can close, who closes doors before you that no one can open. Some of you, this is just a totally different image, but for some of you, this is for you. First of all, Jesus knows exactly the key you need right now. And in fact, for each one of you, if you will hold out your hands, he'll deposit it for you. Wow, he's done this for me a couple times, but usually they're really big, weighty keys, something that takes both hands to carry. He has a key for you. Something he knows that you need to go where he's taking you. And you can ask him what it is, what it's for. He wants you to unlock the mysteries. And he says to you, I know the journey I'm taking you on. And some of you have been feeling closed doors. And he says, I will open a door for you where you're not seeing a way out, where you're not seeing a way. I'm opening that door for you. I'm opening that door for you. I'm opening it up for you in such a way that no one can shut it. And I am leading you through. And I will also close doors that I do not want you to walk through. I know you don't always understand, but there are certain doors I don't want you to go through. But it's because I know where I'm taking you. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask that you would pour so much hope into us. So much certainty. Deposit the richness of the faith of Jesus deeply inside of us to give us so much certainty of our destination and of your goodness every step along the way. God, for what you have done right now in this room, I thank you. I thank you for what you've deposited in us. Thank you, God. You're a wonderful Father. Jesus, you're an amazing Savior and friend. Holy Spirit, you're the best. You know how to comfort us. You know how to take us through every single thing. You're really smart, too. So we want to listen to you.